But the bullpen's got to get nine outs. Leiter has struggled this season against the Brewers. Here's the 1-0. Down and in, it's 2-0. Now, overall, the number's very good. He's 1-2 with a 2.75 earned run average over four saves as well. This is 58th appearance. But he's given up five runs in five innings against the Brewers this season. Pitch is called a strike over the inside corner with a cutter, and it's 2-1 to Caratini. Second year in the Cubs bullpen for Mark Leiter Jr. He's got a 7.20 ERA against the Crew. 2-1, fouled straight back. Big rip, hit it into the screen, did Caratini. It's two balls and two strikes. Brewers have walked five times in those five innings against Mark Leiter Jr. this season. Bryce Terang and Tyrone Taylor scheduled to follow. 1-0 Cubs in a pitcher's duel in the seventh. Leiter ready in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a splitter. The bat flew out of Victor's hand on the follow-through and sailed all the way to the backstop. Good start for Leiter, who comes from 2-0 behind to strike out Caratini. It's a good splitter there that was probably in the strike zone. Nine strikeouts for Chicago pitching as they try to even the series at a win apiece. Bryce Terang up there. Little blooper into shallow right center field, falling fast. Out goes the second baseman Horner, though. He had a good read. And Nico Horner made it all the way 20 steps onto the outfield to make the catch. Ended up being in the air just a little bit too long for Terang to get a hit on it as the second baseman retreated, and there are two outs for Tyrone Taylor. Brewers have some good left-handed hitting options on the bench. Tellez and Frelick, but they'll stay with Taylor. And he takes strike one on a cutter. Closest the Brewers came to scoring against Justin Steele was when Tyrone flew out to the left field fence back in the fifth. 0-1. Bounced in. Splitter, and the count is even, 1-1. Tyrone is 0-14 since his home run last Wednesday that tied a game late against the Twins. Be a great time to snap out of that. Two out, nobody aboard. And Leiter's 1-1. Came inside and nearly hit him. Curveball, but he just got his shoulder back out of the way. Did Taylor, 2-1. Christian Yelich would be next if the seventh inning continues. Leiter's 2-1. Popped on the infield. Play for the shortstop, Dansby Swanson. Waiting for it on the dirt, makes the catch. And Mark Leiter Jr., no problem in a 1-2-3 seventh inning. Corbin Burns will get the bottom of the seventh. He's pitched a gem, but it's the Cubs still holding on to a 1-0 lead at the stretch here at Wrigley Field. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Why pay extra to ship and wait when you can pick it up for free today? At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we make it easy. Just do your shopping online from wherever you are at farmandfleet.com, and then you can use our fast and easy drive-through service to pick up your order. Just drive up and leave the rest to us. You don't even have to get out of your car. We'll have you loaded up and on your way in no time. Shop online and drive through. More ways we make it easy for you. Find value
at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any size Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, or Bueno product with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
At the UPS store, you can ship it all. We're your bulky sports equipment shipping store. Your heavy luggage shipping store. Your fancy art shipping store. where even your I can't believe it's already time for back to school shipping store. So visit your neighborhood We Ship It All store for dependable UPS shipping with easy to use tracking and competitive rates. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. The UPS store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people. Join today by going to joinallofus.org.
Corbin Burns back for the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 Cubs. It'll be 8-9-1 due. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Along with Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Kent Sommerfeld, I'm Josh Maurer. Christopher Morel greets Burns here in the home seventh. He singled his last time and swings and misses over top of a breaking ball. It's nothing and one. Burns has been gettable the last couple of innings. The Cubs have put up four hits the last two innings, but they haven't scored. The only run came back in the first. The one is outside, a curveball that was low as well. 1-1 on Christopher Morel. Each team has had a lot of left on base tonight. Six for each side. Morel swings big, fouls it back, and the count is 1-2. Julian Merriweather is up in the bullpen for the Cubs. He'll get the eighth, it appears. Burns has his sign from Caratini. And the pitch, ground ball, pulled foul, third base side. And Morel stays alive at 1-2. Seventh inning stretch was brought to us by Island Resort and Casino. It was sung here by Hall of Famer Andre Dawson. Here we go, 1-2. Down in the dirt with a slider, 2-2. The Hawk was up in the Cubs television booth singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You can experience that Grand Slam feeling when you book a getaway to the largest resort north of Milwaukee. Visit islandresortandcasino.com today. The 2-2 pitch. Struck him out looking with a cut fastball right at the knees. Ring him up. Three strikeouts in a row for Corbin. Then he gets Morel with the bat still on his shoulder. Good way to start the bottom of the seventh for the Brewers ace. Six Ortho ASAP strikeouts tonight. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Yan Gomes pops a foul into the seats on the first base side. Burns now at 93 pitches, so this is most likely his final inning. Trying to keep it a 1-0 deficit and give his offense a chance in the eighth against apparently Merriweather. 0-1. Gomes serves another foul into just about the same spot, first base side. It's nothing and two. Yan Gomes has singled in a couple of at-bats. One nothing Cubs. Burns with an 0-2. Swinging a ground ball through the middle. Tough play to Terang behind the bag. Fields jumps, throws off balance. Bounced it, not in time at first. Gomes just barely beat out an infield hit. Well, Bryce Terang almost took another one away from Chicago. That one might have taken the cake. He was on the shortstop side of the bag by the time he got to that, sprinting to his right and fielding with a backhand. Terang did that off-balance throw again, and he almost got him. But Gomes beat it by about a half a step.
Wow.
Remarkable it was even that close. Here's Mike Tauchman with one on and one out, and he'll take low, ball one.
I mean, the fact that that was close is incredible. He has put on a show tonight.
He really has.
Absolute show.
This is his gold glove application tape in seven innings.
Agreed.
1-0 to Tauchman, swinging and a miss on a cutter in under the hands of the lefty. ball, one strike.
Do you think when there's nights that Bryce isn't in the lineup, the starting pitcher goes in and shuts the door to the manager's office and says, can we rethink this? There's very few nights when he's not out there, but I want to make sure he's out there behind me.
No kidding. 1-1 to Tuchman. Low 2-1. Every pitcher. You would not want to be on the mound with that Bryce Durang standing behind you at second. Tuchman tonight has grounded out twice. Once, Bryce took it away from him. Durang robbed him in the third. He's also walked. Short lead at first for Gomes, the 2-1. In at the knees with a cut fastball. Right at the bottom of the zone, 2-2. Timeout taken by Tuchman. I just mentioned it, but Corbin, these last few innings, really now the last three of them, he has had a battle in every single one. Trying to keep the deficit at just one run. Big double play in the fifth, couple big strikeouts in the sixth. 2-2, Tuchman swings, fouls it straight back on a cutter. Well, with Corbin approaching 100 pitches now, both Abner Uribe and Andrew Chafin are throwing in the Milwaukee bullpen. In fact, he has just gotten to triple digits. That was his 100th pitch of the night. This will be number 101. It comes to Tuchman. Runner at first and the pitch. Line drive in the left field. A base hit for Tuchman. Gomes will turn second, but hold up as Yelich picks it up off the grass. He'll lob it in. It's runners on at first and second with one out. So the Cubs, for the third inning in a row, have exactly two hits against Corbin Burns. Mike Tuchman is aboard for the second time tonight. Nice piece of hitting there to go the opposite way. Chicago, a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the seventh. And here comes Chris Hook. Brewers pitching coach will pay Corbin a visit as Nico Horner is coming to the plate. Tonight's attendance is sponsored by the All of Us Research Program, Wisconsin. And on a Tuesday night, 33,294 in the friendly confines. It truly takes all of us to define causes of illness and to become a better, healthier planet. Help the cause today and visit joinallofus.org. This is probably the final batter for Burns. Got Ian Happ to follow Horner. So one out. Gomes at second, Tuchman at first. It's probably part of the conversation that Chris Hook just had with his ace. Hey, get this guy. Don't leave anything in the tank. Horner's the one who lined into the big double play back in the fifth with the bases loaded. He's officially 0 for 2, but has scored the only run of the night. First pitch, a little bit outside, ball one. Reason he was on to score that run, Burns hit him with a pitch. And again, that tally all the way back in the first inning. Almost 2 hours ago. There has not been a run scored since. 1-0 Cubs. The 1-0 pitch. Low, it's 2-0. This has been a night where Corbin has had to battle without his absolute best stuff, but it's been plenty good enough. The 2-0 pitch. Horner swings and pops it up behind first base. Mark Canna is moving over into foul territory. Infield fly is in effect as Canna staggers but catches it. About halfway to the stands, the runners stay in place. Two out. And now Happ to the plate, and let's see if Craig Counsell pops out of the dugout. He's thinking about it, but he's not going to do so. They're going to trust Corbin Burns to get one more out. When you got a guy like Corbin, you might as well leave him in as long as you can. Two on, two out, the pitch is outside, ball one.
Well, he's gone to 107 a couple of times this year, so right in that range. 110 one other time against the Giants back on May 27th. got Happ, who's a switch hitter. So you'd probably rather have Burns face him than anybody, and then Bellinger in the on-deck circle, and that might be chafing if Burns can't get out of this inning.
1-0, the pitch. Fouled on the left side and well up out of play by Happ. 1-1. Happ has hit it about as well as any Cub tonight against Corbin. He's doubled and singled. 2-for-3. Gomes at second. Tauchman at first. There are two outs. 1-0 Cubs, bottom seven. Burns is ready. The 1-1. Good breaking ball for a strike. Split the plate. 1-2. It's a curveball there and a dandy. And now one more big pitch needed to get Burns back into the dugout, trailing by one. It's got the sign. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Curveball bounced in there, picked out of the dirt by Caratini, who throws to first to complete the strikeout. Corbin Burns battles his way through seven terrific innings in Chicago. He ends it with another strikeout to strand a pair. Cubs left six on base in his last three innings and eight total, but they only scored once. Ortho ASAP. And let's go to the eighth. It is Chicago 1, Milwaukee 0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We're back with Name That Lightning Googles. This beer pairs well with watching your neighbor trying to dock their boat again. Now, Name That Lightning Googles.
Summer Shandy Bob?
Correct. You named that Lightning Googles. Also accepted Juicy Peach or Honey Lemon Light. Lightning Googles. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob and Google Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO, no mo. Because Toyota's national sales event is on, and it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On his 108th and likely final pitch of the night, Corbin Burns just got his seventh strikeout and keeps it 1-0 Cubs. We go into the eighth. Julian Merriweather indeed is the new pitcher. He'll face the top of the order. Well, the gears are grinding. Let's go back to Lane Grindle for the play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Josh. Merriweather, 57 2/3 innings this year and 56 appearances, a 3.43 ERA, but that's only part of the story. First pitch to Christian Yelich, a bunt up the third baseline. It's a beauty, and it's going to be a base hit for Christian Yelich. What a way to start up the eighth inning for the Crew. Beautifully placed bunt. Yelich gets himself aboard in a 1-0 game. That is absolutely huge. Yelich with a big smile as he slaps the hand of Quentin Berry after he reaches first. Told you, Merriweather, a 1.69 ERA over his last 14 games. That's dating back to July 22nd. Simply put, he's been one of the better relievers in baseball in the second half. So here's Contreras. First pitch to William, and he's taking all the way. He takes a strike. It's 0-1. One nothing Cubs, top of the eighth. This has been a lot different than the games that have been played in this nine-game winning streak so far. Here's the 0-1, and Contreras checked his swing on a strike with a slider that caught the outside corner. It's 0-2. Contreras 1-for-3 in this game tonight. Yelich being held on by Bellinger. 0-2 pitch. And missed down and in with a slider. It's a ball and two strikes on Contreras. He has been so clutch in late game moments this year. Merriweather comes set now, spins and throws to first, and Yelich is back in time. The right-hander looks in. And the 1-2 pitch. Contreras, a high fly ball, deep right center field. Talkman's back onto the warning track with a play. Makes the catch. And Yelich has to retreat back to first. Not the right night for that, with the wind blowing in. And there's one out now for Mark Canna, who is 2-for-3 tonight. Wind's blowing in a little bit brisker than it was earlier in the game. And that pushed that ball in and to the right. Looked like that might get back to the track or maybe to the wall. There goes Yelich. Throw to second is going to be in time. Yelich cut down on a great throw by Gomes. Angel Hernandez there to make the call. And really no argument from Christian. He's headed back to the dugout. Craig Counsell holding up to see if they want to challenge. Still holding up to see if they want to challenge. They will not. Pitch was a strike to Canna. Boy, that was close, but they got him. So that changes the inning. Two outs and nobody on now. Oh-1 pitch. Canna took a strike. It's 0-2. Crowd making some noise here at Wrigley. Merriweather. 0-2 pitch. Canna checked his swing. Did he go? Oh, he did. DJ Rayburn says he offered at it. Mark Canna, I don't think he agrees. Looked like he checked on the only angle we've gotten. But the inning is over. 1-0 Cubs as we go to the bottom of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat-screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Hey, grab your partner and let's get moving to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where it's always a party with deep-fried chicken served Wednesday through Saturday. Fridays enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays pork and dumplings, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursday and breakfast served on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Nothing Cubs, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and Abner Uribe is on for the crew. It is Shandy season, baseball fans. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, or refreshing Weiss beer with natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's, flavor of the moment. So Uribe takes over. He's going to get Bellinger to start up. this bottom of the eighth. Brewers had a promising start to the top of the eighth. A bunt single by Yelich, but then Contreras flied out to the track in right center. Yelich caught stealing, and Canna struck out. First pitch brought home to Bellinger is low, and maybe just a touch inside from Uribe, and it's 1-0. Abner trying to put his last outing behind him. That came on Sunday. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss at the slider. It's 1-1. Did not retire a batter against the Padres in that outing. 1-1, bounced that slider in the dirt, and it's two balls and one strike. Faced four batters, gave up two runs, three walks, a hit batter, and three wild pitches for Abner. 2-1, swing and a miss at the sinking fastball down and away, and it's 2-2 on Bellinger. That is really the only real rough outing of Uribe's young career. Otherwise, he's been dazzling. 2-2 pitch. Chopper to first base. Big hop for Canna. He'll feed Uribe, who finds the bag in front of Bellinger for the first out of the inning. Advert Alzolay is getting loose in the Cubs' bullpen. He's their closer. Brewers hoping they only have to overcome a 1-0 deficit in the top of that ninth inning against Alzolay. They're going to have Adames, Monasterio, and Weimer, and maybe some pinch hitters in there as well. Here's Dansby Swanson, who is 2-for-3 tonight. Pitch missed down and away with a slider, and it's 1-0. Justin Steele was good again tonight. Brewers had some opportunities, especially early against him. Just couldn't get that big hit. Pitch is in there for a strike with a slider. And it's one ball and one strike on Swanson. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Swung through a slider, and it's 1-2. Steele, with his six scoreless tonight, he gave up six hits, a walk, and eight strikeouts. It's the fifth time this year he's not given up a run and worked at least into the sixth. 1-2 misses away, two balls and two strikes. Now, in the previous four, he's lost two of those games. No decisions for him, but the Cubs lost those games. One of them was against the Brewers here on opening weekend. Two balls and two strikes, the count here on Dansby Swanson. Brewers hoping to make it a third time that happens to Steele. Uribe brings home the pitch, and he missed down and away with a slider. And the count goes full. It's three balls and two strikes. You got Suzuki in the on-deck circle. 3-2 pitch. Swing and just getting a piece of it is Swanson. That was another slider, just a little bit off the plate. And we'll do it again at 3-2. Well, players often call August the dog days. And for many, summer dog days, summer brat days, they're all Cedar Crest days. I know that. Cedar Crest ice cream and Usinger sausage and bacon. That's summer in Wisconsin. Three balls and two strikes on Swanson. Uribe kicks and delivers and fouled back into the net. We'll do it again at 3-2. Cubs with a 1-0 advantage. It has been a magical 9-game winning streak for the Brewers. Do they have another comeback in them tonight to try to get to 10 in a row? They've got three more outs to work with. Uribe's 3-2 pitch. Popped him up. This one in a shallow right. Coming in is the right fielder, Tyrone Taylor, to make the catch. And there's two outs in the inning. And that'll get Suzuki to the plate. Suzuki. When you looked at the pitching matchup today, as you were coming to the ballpark, you figured that it had a chance to be a game very much like it has been tonight. No surprise, it's been a well-pitched game, and it is a 1-0 game. This pitch came up and in on Suzuki. He got out of the way in time. It's 1-0. Candelario's in the on-deck circle. 1-0 pitch to Suzuki is right through there with a strike, and it's 1-1. 99 on the radar gun that time for Abner Uribe. Suzuki 0-2 with a walk tonight. The 1-1. Swing and a miss at that slider, and it's 1-2. This is the first time most of these Cubs are seeing Uribe, and boy, he's getting some awkward swings. He is a tough matchup. With that big-time velocity, that sinking fastball, that wipeout slider. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a slider down and away. And an ortho ASAP strikeout for Abner Uribe. And a 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth. To the ninth we go. The Brewers trying to come from behind. They trail 1-0. Here at Wrigley on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union, the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you.
Save 50% on Brewers tickets at Five County Fridays. Residents of Milwaukee, Racine, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties can enjoy half-off seats for the first Friday home game each month. Learn more and get your seats at brewers.com/fivecounty.
UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
Chemical and Industrial Engineering is now offered at Concordia University, so you can have it all. An exceptional hands-on learning experience and a full campus life. Be an athlete, a musician, or a worship leader while earning your high-demand engineering degree. In just 4 years, you'll be out there building a better world. Get started today. Visit cuw.edu/engineering. Concordia University, developing students to be ready to step out into the world and make an uncommon impact since 1881.
Pick up everything you need to wrap up summer and head into Labor Day at Fleet Farm. Get deals on cookout favorites and snacks like an American Gourmet 3-Burner Gas Grill by Charbroil. On sale, $149.99. A 16-pound bag of Kingsford Charcoal Briquettes, $9.99. 24-pack of Fleet Farm bottled water, just $3. And 1-pound bags of pistachios are just $6.49. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's 1-0 Cubs. Adbert Alzolay, the Cubs closer, will come on to try to finish this one off for Chicago. He's going to get Adames, and then it looks like Sal Frelick. And we'll see where the Brewers go for there. From there, they've got Rowdy Tellez on the bench they could go to as well. Alzolay, the Brewers have seen him a handful of times. They saw him twice in that series over the 4th of July. He pitched in both of the Cubs' wins, but he did blow a save on that 4th of July when he gave up two runs in an inning and a third in that extra inning game between the Brewers and the Cubs on that day. So Brewers have had some success against him this year. He's converted 17 straight save opportunities since that 4th of July blown save against these Brewers. Time for our Annex Wealth Management difference-making moment of the game. It's going to come right here in the top of the ninth inning from the Brewers. I can't tell you specifically who or what yet, but it's going to happen. And it's brought to you by Annex Wealth Management. When it does, know the difference. So here's Adames, who's 0-3 tonight. Alzolay brings home the first pitch, and Willie takes outside. It's 1-0. A 1-0 deficit for the Crew. A 9-game winning streak on the line here tonight. 1-0 pitch. And Adames, a one-hopper foul behind the bag at third. Well, that looked like it might have been a fair ball, but very quick to come in and call it foul is James Hoy. Candelario is talking with Hoy at the moment. Get a look at it here. Oh, he got that right. Absolutely a foul ball. And it's one ball and one strike on Willy Adames. Alzolay looks in. 1-1 pitch. Up and in. Two balls and one strike. Alzolay at one time was a young starter for this Cubs team. They've used him as their closer this season, and he's done a nice job. 2-1. High fly ball, deep center field. Going back is Tauchman onto the warning track. Right on the edge of the track to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Again, last night, probably gone. Tonight, not so much with the wind blowing in. This ballpark can play so differently from one day to the next, and the Brewers have hit a handful of balls to the warning track tonight that might have been gone last night. So one away, and here's Monasterio. And rather than Monasterio, it's Sal Frelick. First pitch to Frelick. He is in there for a strike. And Rowdy Tellez has emerged from the dugout. He's in the on-deck circle to hit for Weimer next. Alzolay 0-1. Frelick a swing and a miss at a sinking fastball down and away. It's 0-2. Frelick hitting 250 on the season. Three home runs. Alzolay's 0-2 pitch. Frelick swinging a miss. He struck him out. Came back with a slider. And the Brewers down to their last out. And it's going to be Rowdy Tellez to pinch hit here for Joey Weimer. Tellez has been swinging it well since he came back from the injured list. He steps into the box here. First pitch to him is a strike and it's 0-1. Brewers had scored at least five runs in all nine of these consecutive wins. But they've been shut out through 8 2/3 so far tonight. A one pitch outside and it's a ball and a strike on Tellez. Alzolay looks in, and the 1-1. Rowdy a swing and a miss at a slider, and the Brewers down to their last strike. The slider's been a good pitch for him in this inning. He's gotten a couple of big swings and misses. One against Frelick. The one there against Tellez as Rowdy uses his timeout. Crowd is loud here at Wrigley. Cubs a pitch away from evening up this series. 1-2. Tellez. Line drive to left. Happ is there. Makes the catch. And the Cubs shut out the Brewers tonight by a final score of 1-0. Brewers had opportunities, but weren't able to cash in early. And the Cubs, with an RBI ground out from Cody Bellinger in the bottom of the first, and it holds up here tonight. 1-0 your final. Chicago breaks the Brewers' 9-game winning streak. We're back to tell you more about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always everyday low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got six flat-screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-2444. Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Markets. Pomp's Tire. Westman Insurance. The Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular, America's homegrown wireless. Hupie and Abraham, carbless handcrafted premium cocktails. Annex Wealth Management, know the difference. And Island Resort and Casino. And Josh, the Cubs had to shut out the Brewers to snap that nine-game winning streak, but they were able to accomplish that tonight with a 1-0 victory.
They absolutely did, thanks to their ace, Justin Steele, who picks up his 15th win of the season. Six scoreless from the left-hander. He improves to 15-3 and etches another notch on his Cy Young Award candidacy. Meanwhile, Corbin Burns, a very difficult loss to take. Giving up just one run in seven innings, he falls to 9-7. Adbert Alzolay gets his 22nd save. Brewers had seven hits, Cubs had eight. Neither side made an error, and there were a combined 14 left on base. Six for the Brewers, and Lane, they only left one on base after the first three innings. The chances came early for the crew. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 30 minutes in front of 33,294 at Wrigley. And so the teams have split the first couple in this all-important series. Cubs back within four games of first place. Big one tomorrow. Got lots more still to come, including our Chevy star of the game. Coming up right after this, 1-0 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab game day eats in Team McSee's Sports Bar or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any size Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, or Bueno product with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Feeling, loving, experiencing. Life is made up of moments. By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people by allowing researchers to learn more about diseases and illnesses, creating more moments that matter. Join today by going to joinallofus.org. This is your moment to make a moment. Help create the next medical breakthrough. That's joinallofus.org.
Blaine's Farm and Fleet's Labor Day sale is going on now, featuring unbeatable deals on fall essentials for your home, work, and vehicles. Like 5-quart jugs of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil, just $22.99 after sale and $10 mail-in rebate. All Blazer trailer lighting is 10% off for rewards members. Plus, when your car's in the shop, get 10% off in-store purchases with $100 or more spent on tire and auto service. See store for details. Tires and batteries, trust and care. A Blaine's Farm and Fleet promise since 1955.
Well, the Cubs win it 1-0 over the Brewers tonight. The two teams in the game, a combined 0-for-12 with runners in scoring position. And Josh, we're looking for a Chevrolet star of the game.
I was thinking about two options. We'll go Justin Steele, of course, with 6 scoreless innings, and he wins his 15th out of 18 decisions this year. My second choice would have been Mother Nature.
Yeah.
I thought the wind may have taken 3 Brewers home runs off the board today, but you know what? That's just playing at Wrigley Field.
That's the way it works. Sometimes fly balls turn into home runs, too, in this ballpark, depending on the day, and today was one of those days where it was a good day to pitch here at Wrigley Field. Star of the game brought to you by Chevy Star SUVs, Equinox, Blazer, Traverse, Trailblazer, Tahoe, and Suburban. Visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com. Well, that's going to do it for the game broadcast here tonight. We'll be back with you tomorrow, though. On Deck Show, Bill Byman Arts gets underway at 12:45. The rubber match will first pitch at 1:20 tomorrow here at Wrigley. Brandon Woodruff for the crew, Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs, couple of veteran right-handers. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grinnell, inviting you to stay tuned for Josh Maurer in the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show. Again, the final score, Cubs 1, Brewers 0. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
There's only one place in Milwaukee where every day of the year, dreams and reality get together for a great time. Where you can walk in a player and walk out a winner. That place, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. With fantastic dining, gaming, sports betting, a luxurious hotel, and endless ways to win, the excitement never stops. The only thing missing is you. Your win is waiting. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit our website to learn more. Must be 21 to enter casino.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop. The all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder. Mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
At the UPS store, you can ship it all. We're your bulky sports equipment shipping store. Your heavy luggage shipping store. Your fancy art shipping store. We're even your I can't believe it's already time for back to school shipping store. So visit your neighborhood We Ship It All store for dependable UPS shipping with easy to use tracking and competitive rates. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. The UPS store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states. Great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
So the Brewers' winning streak is snapped and does not reach double figures. Ends at 9, and in somewhat heartbreaking fashion because of the way that Corbin Burnes pitched tonight. probably deserved better than a 1-0 defeat. But that's your final score at Wrigley Field here on a Tuesday. Cubs have evened this series at a win apiece, and we've got an all-important rubber match coming up tomorrow afternoon. So we welcome you into tonight's Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. Get in the game at Pottawatomie. Gaming, dining, sports betting, and a luxury hotel all in downtown Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, your win is waiting. Coming up here on our post-game show, we'll get you caught up on what's happening elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, including the Reds out by the Bay in San Francisco. We've got some highlights and a recap of this pitcher's duel between two of the best in the National League, Justin Steele and Corbin Burns. We'll get you set for Brandon Woodruff's start tomorrow afternoon right here on the north side of Chicago. Mentioned Burns deserved better. He gave up just one run in 7 terrific innings. Then he had 7 of the Brewers' 8 Ortho ASAP strikeouts tonight. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Talking about the Reds, who are struggling, they've lost 4 of 5 and had fallen 7 games out of first in the Central coming into tonight. They're in a big game in San Francisco with wild card implications abounding. And the Giants have a 5-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth. Patrick Bailey, the Giants catcher, has homered off of Reds starter Brandon Williamson. Alex Cobb has a no-hitter through 4 for San Francisco. Coming into the day, the Giants a half game out of the final wild card spot in the National League. The Reds falling fast, and they are down 5-0. So they remain, if they lose, 7 games behind the Brewers after this Tuesday night. Coming back with more Major League scores after this. 1-0 Chicago, that's your final on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with 2-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Run all season, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this season, the Brewers have hit 138, and that means that OAW has donated $13,800 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And I'm here to tell you that a couple of the balls hit tonight by the Brewers, I think specifically Tyrone Taylor in the fifth, and later William Contreras in the eighth, on most nights anywhere had homers. And then it could have been a different story, but the wind was blowing straight in at Wrigley Field, and that made a difference in this 1-0 Chicago shutout. Back on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show. This is the first loss to anybody other than the Los Angeles Dodgers in 3 weeks for the Brewers. It was exactly 3 weeks ago that they had lost a game to Colorado in extra innings at American Family Field. In the 3 weeks since, they were 13-3 with the only three losses coming to the Red Hot Dodgers. Speaking of the Dodgers, the teams that have had the most remarkable month of August, the Dodgers and the Mariners. Dodgers continue to roll. They're up 4-0 in the second inning already tonight at home against a hot team in Arizona. Meanwhile, the other one is Seattle. The Mariners, who have taken over first place in the American League West. Don't look now, they're trailing Oakland. It's 3-0 A's in the bottom half of the fourth. Big news earlier today was some waiver wire stuff with the September 1st deadline coming up. A lot of players that have expiring contracts are being put onto waivers. Players that probably are not going to stay with their current teams, like those on the Los Angeles Angels, who reportedly today put on waivers Hunter Renfroe, Randall Grichuk, Lucas Giolito, and relievers Reynaldo Lopez and Matt Moore. Those are five guys that a lot of teams would love to have, and they would be available on waivers. And then L.A. went out and lost to Philadelphia 12-7, the final. The Phillies are just red hot, especially offensively. They've won five in a row and continue to hold the first wild card spot in the National League by four games over Chicago. It's time now for the home run distance recap. The longest home run this season for the crew was just recently 450 feet off the bat of William Contreras. 450, yeah. It was in the last homestand. Home run distance brought to you by SVA, delivering measurable results. 1-0 Cubs get the shutout at Wrigley, and we'll come back with a recap after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Brewers fall 1-0 at Wrigley Field. And so the 9-game winning streak ends, and the lead in the Central Division is trimmed to 4 games by second place Chicago. Before we get you some highlights, let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Corbin Burns and Justin Steele were the matchup on the mound tonight. And a couple of guys that will be in the hunt for a National League Cy Young Award pitched up to their capabilities and then some here tonight. 1-0 Cubs. Josh Mauer back with you. Let's get to the highlights presented by Prevea Health. They are led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. In addition to world-class medical care, you can also expect a perfect dose of compassion, empathy, and kindness. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. The first inning was one of the most fruitful for the offenses all night. Brewers got runners on second and third with one out. As it turns out, it was their best scoring opportunity of the entire night against Steele or any other reliever. But Willy Adames lined out to second, and then Andrew Monasterio struck out. You didn't know it at the time, but